Hello again, it's me, Terry. I'm glad you came over from Stop One, and I do hope you stick with me for the whole of this story. Really, the whole thing starts here. But I want you to imagine this factory back in the midst of time, when it was quite a different business entirely. As I mentioned in my previous introduction, I'm having a bit of a resurgence in these parts, and people are falling in love with pottery again. Do have a browse around the factory shop when you finish listening. You might find some bargains to be had. I'm quite a fan of Cornish ware myself. Who can resist that lovely stripy design? There's nothing better than a mug of tea brewed in a stripy teapot. Anyway, as I say, the scene here takes place in a very different time, with very different people. Imagine, if you will, a science laboratory deep in the evil epicenter of a business. A business that cares nothing for its workers, that puts them under immense pressure to produce widgets and watsits at inhumane and unhealthy speed, all in the pursuit of profit.
I'm losing money, hand over fist. We need faster production and we need it fast. What am I paying you two boffins for? I'm paying you to come up with something, and so far we have nothing!
We are making some progress, ma'am. In fact, just this morning we had quite a breakthrough, didn't we, number two?
Oh yes, we did, yes. A very important breakthrough.
Well, what is this breakthrough?
Yes, number two. Why don't you tell ma'am all about it?
Oh, no. It's mainly your work, number one. I wouldn't wish to steal your thunder.
No, number two. I absolutely insist. You really should take all the credit. I mean, after all, this is all your idea.
Well, I don't know. So, let me see.
Well, what if you just tell me before I do something you both regret?
Open Sundays.
What?
Open the factories on Sundays, ma'am.
You useless shrewdruck. You pair of pot banks. You feckless fettlers. You jollers. You jigglers. You are nothing but a pair of saggers.
I must interrupt this scene with an explanation of some of the language which some of you may find a little challenging or difficult to understand. At the time of this story, the pottery industry was in significant decline, and proud words that described the many important specialisms of this work had begun to be used by some, such as the unpleasant individual you've just been listening to here, as terms of abuse and insults. Let me now enlighten you as to the origin of some of these wonderful words. Jolly jiggerer. These people use machine-assisted methods to form cups and plates. Fettler, sponger. They remove seams and imperfections from dry, unfired pottery to ensure a smooth finish. Sagger maker. Produces protective containers, saggers, to protect ware in the kiln. Shawdruck, a tip where waste pottery is dumped. There, now that you've been educated, let us return to our scene.
Do you not think I haven't already thought of Sunday working hours? I have people working night and day, and I pride myself that I pay them extremely little for doing so. Yes! Now I have all those bloody potteries closed down and out of business. We need to accelerate our production to the next level. Carbolastic is the future of pots. We need more plates, more cups and saucers. Every second we shave off production equates to profit. I asked you to create for me a chemical that would speed up the process of carboelastic formation, and you dare to give me advice on my working hours?
Oh no, I wouldn't do that. I'm very sorry, ma'am.
You better have me some decent answers by tomorrow, or I'll throw you both into the processing plant.
Now, in this moment, I'd like you to imagine a set of dominoes, you know, all stood up on end. It took just one shove from this tyrant of a boss, and just like those dominoes, a cataclysmic chain of events fell into action. One worker fell into another, who fell into an array of conical flasks, Bunsen burners, and every kind of scientific experimental equipment you could imagine. And so, in an accidental fusion of various chemicals, a potion was created that seeped into the earth. And it was this potion that brought me to life. It was quite an experience, I can tell you. I mean, I had been laying dormant for around 300 million years, so, as you might imagine, I was a little groggy when I woke up. But you can find more out about that at stop 3, over by the old Sunday school.